All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Favaro podcast. So it's Dr. Favaro. This episode will be reviewing the movie The Art of Racing in the Rain, which is a 2019 American comedy drama film directed by Simon Curtis and written by Mark Bombeck, based on the 2008 novel of the same name by Arthur Garth Stein. Stars Milo Ventimiglia, Amanda Seyfried, and Kevin Costner as the voice of Enzo. And let me go into this one. Here's the plot. I'll give my little review then. In Seattle, Enzo, an old golden retriever, is dying. He's waiting for Denny, his master, and his best friend to return home. Denny arrives and finds Enzo unable to move, so Enzo begins to narrate his life. Years prior, Denny decides to purchase a puppy and immediately bonds with Enzo. Denny divides his time between teaching auto racing and caring for Enzo while also pursuing a career as a race car driver. A year later, Denny meets Eve while grocery shopping and the two begin to date. Denny and Eve eventually marry, much to the dismay of Eve's parents, Maxwell and Trish, who not approve of Denny's career choice. Eve soon discovers that she is pregnant while Denny receives an invitation for an important endurance race in Daytona with Team Penske, which takes place very close to Eve's due date. She later gives birth to a daughter named Zoe, with Denny unable to attend a birth. Years pass, and the family life is idyllic for Enzo. While Denny spends prolonged periods away from the home to race, he begins to fall seriously ill, and Enzo can smell a distressing, rotting wood odor coming from her head. She is diagnosed with brain cancer and lives with her parents while receiving treatment. Concerned at her fate, Eve admits to Enzo that she is no longer afraid of death and passes away while he watches on. Maxwell, who blames Denny's absence for Eve's illness, demands custody of Zoe and threatens to sue if Denny does not comply. Furious, Denny attempts to leave, but he's grabbed by Maxwell, who falls and breaks a rib, resulting in a scuffle. Seeing the opportunity to take the upper hand in the case, Maxwell reports the incident to the police, and Denny is arrested for fourth-degree assault, causing him to lose custody of Zoe for an initial 90 days. If he loses the case, Denny faces losing custody of his daughter permanently, plus a 3-month jail sentence. Denny continues to race and is offered a job in Maranello testing new prototypes for Ferrari, which he's forced to temporarily decline due to his personal circumstances, which he makes a promise that if his case turns out in his favor, he will accept the offer. Later that night, a frustrated Denny goes jogging with Enzo. Struggling to keep pace with his old age, Enzo attempts to follow Denny across the street, but is hit by a car. Denny rushes him to an animal hospital, where the vet explains that Enzo is lucky to be alive, may suffer from hip dysplasia in the near future. Exhausted of money and patience, Denny is persuaded to agree to an out-of-court settlement whereby he gives custody to Zoe in exchange for visitation and dropping the assault charge. However, Lorenzo rips the legal document to shreds in an attempt to convince Denny to keep fighting. Co-trial arrives and Trish, feeling guilty, admits the truth about the incident while under oath. The charges are then dropped and Denny wins full custody of his daughter. And he also calls the Ferrari representative and agrees to take the job. At Zoe's birthday party, Maxwell and Trish visit Denny and wanted to patch things up with them and Zoe. Denny is very forgiving as he owes Trish everything for testifying for him, and he had won back his daughter. Although heavily tempted to dismiss Maxwell, he chooses to forgive him. They are therefore invited to Zoe's birthday party. For the next 3 years, Enzo's health begins to rapidly deteriorate. Realizing that the end is near, Denny arranges for Enzo to be raced around the track where he used to teach. Enzo laments that he will not be able to travel to Italy or care for his family, but insists that he has enjoyed a good life. He calls a television documentary that showcased Mongolian beliefs that once a dog dies, they are reincarnated as a human. Enzo explains that he is looking forward to his new life. Years later, Denny, now a successful Formula One driver, is living in Italy with teenage Zoe. Denny is introduced to a young fan who asks for an autograph. Denny grieves and discovers the boy's name is Enzo. Denny smiles and tells his father that the boy reminds him of an old friend. Denny gives the father his phone number and tells him that when his son is ready, he will train him. Great stuff. There are two thumbs up. I didn't think I'd like this movie, but I did. And there's like all sorts of like teary-eyed moments and stuff, especially with the cancer stuff and then the dog dying. Oh my goodness. It was so sad. But very good movie overall. Peace of Peeps. Have a good one. Podcast, Corn Sunday, myself, Screw the Dawn, Rockstar Ryan, and our producer, King Kyle. Peace of Peeps. Have a good one.